Disney Plus, Hulu, ESPN, Pixar, Disney Parks protest anti-grooming laws amid Disney walkout. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 22, 2022. Disney Plus, Hulu, ESPN, Pixar, and Disney Parks are protesting anti-grooming laws amid Walt Disney Company employees at corporate locations across the U.S. walking out of their offices in attempt to force the company to fight Don't Groom Kids laws, such as the Florida bill that restricts the teaching of sexuality and transgenderism to kids in kindergarten through third grade. Disney Plus stands by our LGBTQIA+ employees, colleagues, families, storytellers, and fans, and we strongly denounce all legislation that infringes on the basic human rights of people in the LGBTQIA+ community, especially legislation that targets and harms young people and their families, Disney Plus said in a statement on Tuesday. We strive to create a service that reflects the world in which we live, and our hope is to be a source for inclusive, empowering, and authentic stories that unite us in our shared humanity, Disney Plus added. Today and every day, we hooligans are united against all legislation that infringes on the basic human rights of the LGBTQIA+ community, Hulu tweeted at the exact same time as Disney Plus on Tuesday. We stand with our LGBTQIA+ colleagues, storytellers, families, friends, and fans who are targeted by laws that marginalize and diminish their identities and lives, Hulu added. We remain committed to telling inclusive stories that unite us and celebrate the diverse LGBTQIA+ community. All of us at Pixar stand with our LGBTQIA+ colleagues, friends, families, and fans around the world who are targeted by laws that marginalize and diminish their identities and lives, Pixar echoed. ESPN also weighed in on Tuesday morning. Meanwhile, Disney Parks took to Instagram to share. The company's statements also come 1 week after Marvel Studios, which is owned by Disney, announced it denounces any all bills banning transgenderism discussions in classroom settings. We strongly denounce any and all legislation that infringes on the basic human rights of the LGBTQIA+ community, the company said. Marvel Studios stands for hope, inclusivity and strength, and we proudly stand with the community. Today, we pledge to continue our strong commitment as allies who promote the values of equality, acceptance and respect. These comments are in protest of Disney CEO Bob Chapek's initial response to the Florida bill, which LGBTQIA+ activists and their allies have dubbed as the Don't Say Gay bill. Disney has been under attack from inside and outside over its initial silence regarding the Florida bill, as well as over reports that the company has given money to the bill's sponsors. Earlier this month, after the Walt Disney Company facing the wrath of left-wing activists, Chapek caved to the woke mob and announced that the company is pledging $5 million toward LGBTQ groups in response to the bill, which Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., is expected to soon sign into law. While Disney scrambles to appease its employees and others who are against anti-grooming laws, the company continues to do business in China despite Beijing's continued genocide of minorities in Xinjiang and Tibet. Disney continues to work to release its movies in the Chinese market and still operates theme parks in Shanghai and Hong Kong. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.